Daily is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check them out at hondaofrussellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly. Keep taking chances,
living large. Hit it.
Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Hey, we're doing great, buddy. I saw you. You know, it's hard to tell Roger when following John on social media. I saw you do an interview. I don't know if it was in Pittsburgh or somewhere up north. You actually did the weather. You did a live. It was a live shot with a guy that you I guess really takes care of you up somewhere. And then you did part of the weather. They pitched the weather, and you were helping give the weather forecast. Was that recent? Was that like in the last few days, or is that old?
That was last week, yeah, at me and Tuffy's charity event at his golf course in Pleasant Valley Country Club in Connellsville, Pennsylvania. Yeah, we had a fun. Bobby's been around for a long time, does radio and does sports for their TV channel there. And just a great guy. He asked me to go on. So I just told Ray, I said, it's just going to be hot, then it's going to get hotter, and then it's probably going to be hot.
That's it. That's all that was needed. We just got through visiting with a guy, JD, called, his name is Johnny Allison. Super, super successful. He's got the $25 billion Centennial Bank. And we were just talking, John is another great example, Roger, of a guy. We were saying, just because you're from Arkansas or you're based in Arkansas, that you can't be the best in the world at what you do, or the best in the country in what you do. And John's a great example of a guy that, you know, started with not a whole lot and certainly made a great career out of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Heck yeah. I mean, you know, hey, when you grow up the way we did, you can only go up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, and you didn't let anything stop you, is what it is.
Well, and Roger brought up the point, JD, that you've talked a little bit more on social media that we've seen about your situation with your dad, which was not a positive thing a lot of times. And I wasn't as familiar with the story about your dad and some of the abuse that you and Jamie had to put up with. And just to sort of work your way through that in life is something, you know, is an accomplishment in itself, because that's a tough deal to – it's a tough situation to deal with when you have an abusive dad, and I don't know the reasons behind it, but I did not know about that story, all the story, until the last few months that you've shared it with some folks on social media online. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was tough when you're around somebody that, well, it's your father, and you're on pins and needles because you don't know if he's going to hit you, beat you, cuss you, you know, do things that you're so scared that you just don't want to say anything. So it was very... And Jamie will attest, his dad was tough, man. It wasn't like, you know, if we screwed up, we deserve the spanking, but we got spankings for no reasons at all. And dad was in a different world. He just, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way about their parents. You know, my mom was, Mama Lou was an angel. Thank God she tried to hold it together for us for so long. And but no, it was tough. But I just, like I tell my kids, if I do the opposite of my dad, they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, exactly. And I know, obviously, you've done a great job of raising your kids. And Junior, I guess, is, I hadn't heard, but a lot of positive comments about him. When's his next chance to play?
Right now, we're hoping for Chicago here in the next week, I think. But if not, Boise in a few weeks. He'll play Boise, which is a great tournament. It's probably one of the best Korn Ferry events out there. They, you know, Boise's beautiful. You know, they... great golf course, great people. That's been around for a long, long time. I played it. It's probably one of the better Korn Ferry events. They really get behind it. The city does. And so he's excited about that. He did media day last week for him. He went out there and saw him. And, you know, we're still trying to find these pictures of Little John kicking a field goal on the blue field when he's about 6 or 7. Me and Anna have been looking for him. We can't find him. I know we got him somewhere, but... he's like 6 or 7, made a 15-yard field goal.
like his daddy.
Yeah.
Like his daddy. I was going to ask you, I don't know if we told you, JD, we're going, the show is going to Atlanta this weekend to watch a NASCAR race. It's the Quaker State 400, both Saturday night and Sunday night. Do you follow NASCAR? I can't remember if we've asked you this or not. Are you a NASCAR guy at all? Do you have any buddies that are drivers?
Well, being this week, well, you know, my guys were Dale Earnhardt Jr. and all those guys back in the day, you know, when I was. But, yeah, I'm here with the colleague. They're sponsoring our tournament, our tournament champions. It's one of our majors here in Akron this week for Firestone, which, you know, if you ever hear of Firestone, the South's one of the hardest golf courses in the world. But colleague, they have two teams, and I went to the Daytona 500 with them. And later in the year, Homestead in Miami, I'm going to be with the Moto Casino guys. So, yeah, I follow it. You know, so I root for those guys more than anything because, you know, I've been with them for 4 years. They sponsored a great tournament here in Akron. So I'm behind those guys, and I'll be behind the Moto cars too as well.
Isn't our guy we're going to see, isn't he driving for Junior?
Yeah, matter of fact, they've got a my dad's best friend's got a son, 21 years old, that Junior has just hired to run five races this Saturday night, which is not the Sunday night, the big one, but he's an up-and-coming guy. So if Earnhardt Junior hires you at 21, has you driving one of his cars, so he's we're excited about that opportunity. Are you speaking of driving, we're over here at the Arkansas State Police Training Lodge. John, you're still driving your bus, right? Your RV, or what do you call it? A motor coach? You drive it yourself?
Yeah, it's a bus. Me and Anna drive it pretty much everywhere.
Roger, can you imagine looking in your rearview mirror and going, "Honey, I promise I haven't been drinking anything, but I swear that's John Daly driving
whenever you go by and you see one of those, you want to see, is it a, because it might have something on there. Like if you saw a Razorback on the back,
like
of Justin
Moore,
and you might go, "Oh, well, I wonder whose that is. Let's go. Yeah. I wonder if it'll say on the side, is it John Daly? Is it this and that?" Wait, I think that's him driving. That is John Daly driving.
Yeah, most people don't think you drive it.
Honey, get in front of it and clean your windshield.
Most people don't think you drive it. Well, you've got a driver.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's usually when Anna's driving, people are flipping her off. But when I drive, they're waving and taking pictures.
you're flipping them off.
No, I tell Anna, drive nice because I got good boy all over this. I got a beautiful hog on the hood and on this brand new Renegade I got.
Of course. That's what I'm saying. And, it's a marked vehicle. And, very good. Very good.
Or you're sitting there, Roger.
So
you come to
very,
a go ahead, John.
I'm very cautious when I drive, but when Anna drives. Man,
I'm the same way when I drive the bus vehicle, John.
Yes. Listen, can you see you're getting?
Can you get to get gas? You go. Well, hey, is that looks like? Anybody ever tell you look like John Daly?
well, buddy, listen.
You pull up at a pilot or whatever, and get gas. You talk to the truckers. They'll go, "Hey, man, there's a wreck over here. There's about 20 miles. They know everything about the traffic on the interstate." So I've got to meet a lot of great people on the truck driving scene, and it's pretty cool. Great people. Man, do they, I don't think people in the U.S. understand what they do for us. I mean, hauling our food and cars and everything else, but my hat's out to all our truckers out there.
Yeah, I can imagine, Roger. Honey, I was just getting some M&Ms, and I swear John Daly just got a milk, like a Three Musketeer beside me or something.
There's a dude in there looks just like John Daly. All right, everybody load up. Here we go.
All right, JD, listen, have a great rest of the week, buddy.
Yeah, John.
Love you, man. Go Hogs.
You got it. Go Hogs. Love y'all.
Love you too, buddy. Thanks to Honda of Russellville. You can check them out online at hondaofrussellville.com. Number 100 power sports dealer in the state of Arkansas. Number 3 largest in the United States.